News.
Nominations close and election week begins. Lobby to principal over university accommodation.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With the 5:30 Star News, I'm Alexander Jones. Nominations for the student elections 2012 closed at 5:04 this afternoon, with students bracing themselves for a week-long barrage of campaigning that officially starts at 7 p.m. This year, the race for association presidents looks likely to be the most hotly contested, with 8 candidates, including Rory McLean. Students will also be guaranteed a mixed-gender sabbatical team next year, with an all-female director of representation race. For the first time this year, voting will be taking place online and over a 2-day period. Star will be bringing you coverage throughout the week on air and online, including live interactive interviews with all the sabbatical candidates daily from 5 to 6 p.m. A lobby of the university principal over the issue of university accommodation has been organised by the SRC accommodation officer, Tamara Stupalova, via Facebook. This action comes after a sharp rise in the numbers of returning students rejected from university accommodation, 155 more than last year. Last night, Association President Patrick O'Hare held an emergency housing meeting in Parliament Hall, attracting over 100 students to air their grievances. Roger Smith, the Director of Residential and Business Services at the University, gave a presentation explaining it was also due in part to the 17% increase in applications to St Andrews for the next academic year. Sam Fowles, St Andrews Student Union's Director of Representation, has called on higher education to play a greater role in a better society. Delivering the keynote speech at the Scottish Enhancement Conference, Fowles stressed the link between citizenship and higher education. The conference was seen as the test of the relationship between the association and the NUS, which was prioritised by this year's sabbaticals. Members of the Occupy Dundee movement have remained in their tents based outside city churches after the deadline to leave passed on Thursday. Police made no attempt to move the group, and the council is now pursuing legal action. About 15 protesters were present as the deadline passed. And those are today's headlines. Keep it with Star for all your coverage this elections week.